Maryland Republicans believe that on Election Day, they have a shot at knocking off a veteran Democratic senator in Baltimore County. WIPR's John Lee reports that Senator Jim Brochin is battling not just a Republican opponent, but powerful members of his own party as well.
Help you. I'm Jim Brochin. I'm the senator from the Towson-Timonium area.
Yeah.
Got a second?
Sure.
Senator Jim Brochin spends 5 or 6 evenings a week knocking on doors and making his pitch.
Fiscally, I'm pretty conservative, voted against all the major tax increases, didn't support driver's licenses for illegals, didn't support in-state tuition for illegals. But on the environment, open space, and public education, I'm pretty progressive.
On this particular evening, Brochin was campaigning in the Cub Hill neighborhood of Kearney. The Democratic incumbent is knocking only on the doors of Republicans and independents. Here's why. Brochin finds himself in a very different 42nd Senate district from the one he's represented the last 12 years. His fellow Democrats in Annapolis redrew the district lines and made it more conservative. Brochin says he's ticked them off by voting against many of the governor's initiatives. In the Democratic primary, Governor O'Malley openly supported Brochin's opponent, former delegate Connie DeJulius. Republicans smell blood in the water.
42nd District is a district that was drawn to be close, but drawn with a Republican majority.
That's 1st District Congressman Andy Harris speaking at a fundraiser for Brochin's Republican opponent, retired physician Tim Robinson. Harris recruited Robinson, a political newcomer, to run against Brochin. Harris is one of 17 physicians in Congress. He said it would be good to have a doctor in the state Senate to help legislators deal with medical issues like Ebola.
I think that's an opportunity for someone with a background like Tim, as a physician, a lifelong physician, to go to Annapolis and help make them make the right decisions.
Brochin, an insurance broker, says one profession doesn't trump another. He says the legislature needs brokers too, along with teachers and social workers. More importantly, Brochin says you need someone who doesn't always vote the party line.
You don't need an ideologue, and that's one thing that I've, given to this district.
Robinson spent a recent rush hour morning at the corner of Joppa Road and Paring Parkway, waving and holding a campaign sign. It's been an eye-opening experience for him. Drivers have smiled, waved, honked, and given him the middle finger. Robinson says Brochin is a career politician and the district needs a change.
The guy I'm running against, Jim Brochin, is the quintessential campaigner. He is really good at it. The problem is, as his constituent for the past 12 years, I didn't think he was a good legislator.
Robinson and other Republicans say, despite his independent talk, Brochin is really a liberal Democrat who occasionally votes the right way. Robinson points to Brochin's vote for stormwater runoff fees, what opponents call the rain tax.
People in the state of Maryland are embarrassed by the rain tax, and they're angry about the rain tax.
But Brochin says the legislature was reacting to a federal consent decree to upgrade stormwater systems, and the legislature left it up to the localities to decide how to raise the money. It was Baltimore County's decision to impose a tax, and Brochin wants it rolled back.
Because people are showing us who own commercial properties that their rain tax bill is bigger than their property taxes.
Brochin has a more than 3-to-1 advantage over Robinson in campaign money, but the 42nd district now stretches from Towson to the Pennsylvania line, and Robinson is counting on a lot of support in North County. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.